I'm with my producer, Joe McCarthy, pacing up and down one of those narrow Sydney laneways in Woolloomooloo. Gritty, looming industrial brick facades encase us on both sides. It's a stark contrast to the high-end city dwellings just streets away. We spot a colourful mural that borders a small door. It's the entrance to our destination, a clinic for the homeless. We're not the only ones waiting to enter. A couple of people are milling around and sitting on the sidewalk, waiting to access the clinic services. But we're here to catch up with Dr. Olav Nielsen, the psychiatrist who gave expert evidence at Tammy's inquest. Do you remember him?
Yes, I do.
Dr. Olav Nielsen.
Oh, I'll take you up.
Great.
A staff member escorts us through the clinic to find Olav.
Mm-hmm.
And so we're guided up this space and through a couple of locked doors. There's people waiting to receive care in a waiting room.
How's the day been today?
More of short staff, hectic. Yeah, so that's usually what happens in places in services like this. We get lack of.
Yeah.
Sal, is Dr... Oh, sorry, you're after Dr. Nielsen.
And it kind of feels like a mini emergency department. You know, there's the sanitizers on the wall, there's nursing equipment.
Great.
Is anyone turned up yet?
No.
I'll put another mask
on. That's all right. Thank you so much.
And we're led into this room that looks like a little ward. There's four hospital beds, white sheets, and after a moment, Olav comes and sits down with us. He's been a psychiatrist and a leading figure in mental health research for more than 20 years. And he's worked in prisons long enough to see how clogged the system is.
There's about 1,000 people with schizophrenia in New South Wales prisons at any one time.
And over time, jails have turned into something else.
I mean, look, prisons are our new asylums. There's no two ways about it. The prisons are by far the biggest mental health service.
And people like Tammy are turning to police for protection.
The police are our frontline mental health workers. There's no escaping it.
But because of how few mental health beds there are available outside of prison,
the police get turned away and the person's not admitted, and of course they're frustrated by that.
He thinks healthcare workers should be the ones responding when people like Tammy are in crisis.
That would be the preferable alternative, that you get a crisis team coming to an acute mental health and then they call the police if they need to.
Every week at his clinic, Olav sees people with schizophrenia. And every week, without much fuss, he treats them.
The persistent disabling form of schizophrenia, the disability is in decision-making, volition, self-care, and you just need some basic support and prompts and advice to overcome those disabilities. It's not rocket science. It's really pretty basic care.
And it's services like the one we're sitting in, the Matthew Talbot Hostel, that are providing that.
It's a walk-up clinic that really reduces all the barriers to care that you experience in other places, right? So it's at no charge to patients. It's a truly excellent service because it's got, you know, you can get psychiatry. We've always had really committed and excellent GPs. It really is a sort of one-stop shop.
The New South Wales government is putting more money towards mental health services. And some of that is paying for 100 new mental health beds for prisoners. But Olav says without investing more, prisons will continue to be the last holding place for too many people with a mental illness.
And of course, the tragic example is Miss Shipley's, you know, whereby she was acutely unwell, wanted to be admitted to prison for her own safety because of her paranoid beliefs. And then, of course, in prison had this awful complication.
On the final day of the inquest into Tammy's death, I'm back at Vicky's house. It's been more than 3 years since her daughter died, and we're getting ready to go. She's done this routine before. She's been at court for every hearing. And so she grabs her keys, her handbag, and we jump in her car. We're taking the back roads because it's peak hour. It's just before school starts, so it's really busy. but Vicky's driven these roads many times to Lidcombe Coroner's Court. It's been a really long road to this point. It hasn't been easy for her or the family to sit there every day in court and listen to the details of what happened to her daughter. They've seen the footage, they've heard the tapes, they've seen every piece of evidence that was put forward in this case. But Vicky hopes it'll all be worth it.
All the evidence is finished. There's nothing more to hear. And hopefully, when we hear those recommendations, they will be addressing the severe issues that were exposed during the inquest. I'm feeling relieved. I'm just happy that even though it went longer than what we anticipated, it brought out errors that need to be fixed for the future.
Vicky's fought hard for her daughter every day since she's died, telling Tammy's story to help others, keeping the family together in their sadness, and grieving her child.
You feel that guilt because you couldn't be there at the time that you were needed to be there. And then you ask yourself whether you've done enough. When you fought enough, have you done enough? Did you do enough? But you obviously didn't, because you couldn't save them. So you obviously didn't do enough. And you ask yourself that every day. When you're living each day without your daughter, when you know that there could have been a different outcome. Could have been. Should have been a different outcome.
If this story has raised issues for you, you can call Lifeline on 13 11 14. Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people can also call Crisis Support Service 13 Yarn on 13 92 76. This series is a collaboration with the ABC's Indigenous Affairs team. Background Briefing sound producers are Lila Schunner and Ingrid Wagner. Sound engineering by Tim Jenkins. Music composition by Russell Stapleton. Fact-checking by Justine Landis-Hanley. Our rollout producer is Ben Spain. The producer for this story is Joanna McCarthy. The supervising producer is Max Chalmers. And the executive producer is Fanu Falali. The reporter on this story is Kirsty Willawa. And I'm Erin Park. To hear more episodes, search for the Background Briefing podcast on ABC Listen or wherever you find your podcasts. Thanks for listening.